horse for the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were alone in a small camp in a grassy basin near Grant's Pass. The small fire burned low, and the night breezes stirred the leaves about their heads.
Isn't it strange, Tonto, how we missed Dan when he isn't in camp?
Him plenty fine feller.
He's been traveling with us less than a year. It seems as if he's been with us always.
That right.
I sometimes wonder if he's getting the education he should have.
And you teach him plenty good. Give him plenty knowledge. And Tonto teach him woodcraft.
Yes, I know. He'll be every bit as skilled as his father in riding and woodcraft, but...
What matter?
There's so many other things that he should know.
You mean like school teach him?
Yes, Kemosabe. History, geography, things that can only be taught from books. I think we did a good thing in planning to camp here for a few days and leave Dan in town.
Ah, Scout, Victor, and Silver all need good rest.
They can use it.
Who feller in town where Dan stay?
Jeff Porter.
You speak of him. He no name of feller. But why you send Dan there?
Well, years ago, Kemosabe, before I came west, I knew Jeff Porter in the east.
Oh.
He was a school teacher and a good one. He had fine books and he made school very interesting.
Him teach you?
Yes.
Him in West many years, huh?
Yeah, he wouldn't remember me, Tonto, but I remember him. That's why I sent Dan to his ranch to ask for a few days of boarding.
Me savvy.
Dan can't help but see Jeff's books and the charts he has on his wall. He'll ask questions, and I'm pretty sure that Jeff will be eager to answer them.
Dan always plenty glad to learn.
I think that in a few days Dan is with Jeff Porter. He'll learn a lot about history. If I'm not mistaken, Dan and Jeff will be looking at books right now. They both will enjoy it.
Oh, dear, Jeff, I'm sorry. I forgot and started humming and rocking again.
Well, I guess I can understand it, Mary. It's mighty seldom there's anyone here to talk to. Generally, there's no conversation to disturb.
Golly, Mr. Porter, I can hear you no matter how much else is going on. Hey, tell me some more about Caesar. He sure must have known a lot about war.
Well, Dan, now if you'll turn to the map here again.
Seems to me it's about bedtime, isn't it, Jeff? You and young Daniel have been talking history since supper.
It sure is interesting. Golly, Europe is sure...
Dan, America's a brand new country. We've got a mighty fine chance to learn the mistakes of the older countries and avoid making them. That's one of the reasons we have what we call a democracy.
Yes, sir.
And there's another thing for you to keep in mind. I always told it to my pupils when I taught school.
What's that, sir?
The men in this country today are making history. That's a mighty big responsibility, son. Mighty big. Why, just think. What you do today or tomorrow or the next day might be written in books like this for the boys and girls to study in the years to come.
Golly.
Now, you take that border dispute last week. I'll bet that'll be in the books. The boys will read about it in the generations to come. In the 20th century. In 1900. Or 1920. Or 1940.
Now, Jeff, you must let the boy go to bed. It's awful late. It's most 10 o'clock.
No, yes, you're right, Mary. We'll talk some more tomorrow, Dan.
Oh, that'll sure be fine. Good night, Mrs. Porter.
Good night, son. Sleep well.
Yes, ma'am. Good night, Mr. Porter.
Good night, lad. Good night. He's a fine lad.
Isn't he, though? Fine and manly.
The West can use a lot like Dan. You know, Mary...
What's that?
Years ago, when I was teaching in the East, I had a lad about his age in a class of mine. Dan puts me in mind of that lad.
Is that so?
I can't recollect the name. Had so many youngsters in the years I taught. But Dan has the same way of holding his head. Same straightforward way of looking at you and of asking questions. I often wondered what became of the other boy.
How long ago was that, Jeff?
Oh, that was a good many years ago. The horsemen outside. Number of them.
Oh, you don't suppose Dan came here to hide from the law for something?
I don't know, but I'd be mighty surprised if he was ever in trouble. Sounds like Roddy Bates.
Oh.
Open up, I tell you. Be quick about it.
I'm coming. Hey, hello, Roddy.
Come on, Porter.
Hey, boys, what's wrong? What's the trouble?
You know why we're here.
Mr. Bates, do tell us what...
Upon my soul, Bates,
Jeff, we've organized. It'll be hard for you.
What?
We all got doggone tired of the way the law was handled around here. Men go into jail, the jury turns them loose. All that rigmarole about evidence and witnesses and alibis don't get down no more.
But why in the world? What have I done?
Cal Hawkins. He didn't die. We found him still living.
Cal Hawkins?
Well, what's the matter with him?
He's been stabbed. Mighty near killed. He named Jeff Porter.
Well, that's a mistake. He's wrong. I never hurt anyone in my life.
If you did it, Porter, you're going to hang. We won't bother with a trial and jury. We form vigilantes to see there's law and order around here. Come on.
But I tell you, Bates, I didn't do it. There's a mistake.
Well, when did it happen?
Last night.
But Jeff wasn't out of the house last night.
I reckon you'd say more than that to save him, ma'am.
I'm telling the truth.
Come on, Porter. If you're innocent, we'll find it out.
How could Hawkins say
that? Let him look at you. Then we'll get the truth.
I'm willing. I'll go with you.
Oh, Jeff.
No, don't worry, honey. I'll be back here in no time. Cal Hawkins is an honest man. He wouldn't lie.
That's why his say-so is all we need. This is one time we'll see a man punished fast and right. Come on.
All right.
All right, Jeff.
Dan! Dan, I... Where are you, Dan? Oh, he's gone. Out that window.
Come on, Victor, get up, boy!
Stand back, boys. Let me get Porter over beside the bed.
Well, Cal ain't none too strong, Bates. Maybe we should wait.
He's strong enough to look at Porter and tell us if he's the one that knifed and beat him. Hey there, Cal.
Oh, Bates.
We brought Jeff Porter here for you to see.
Take him out. Get him away from here.
Cal Hawkins, listen.
Take him away, I tell you. Don't let him beat me no more. Don't let him knife me.
That's enough.
Take him away.
We won't let him touch you, Cal. All we wanted was for you to see him, that's all.
He robbed me, stole all my savings, tried to kill me.
Bates, Hawkins, Newt. That isn't true. I never tried to rob anyone. I wasn't near Cal.
That's enough. How did you know he was found dying in his house?
Well, I...
There's proof enough of his guilt.
It is not. I just thought it was the house. It seemed that way. His savings stolen.
So go, Porter. You're as guilty as sin itself. Hawkins identified you. Where's the cash?
I didn't steal it.
We'll search your house.
Well, you'll find cash.
You'll tell us that the cash we'll find is what you saved up, huh?
It is. Honest to mercy, it is, Bates.
Let's get going.
All right, come on, boys. Head for the nearest cottonwood.
No, you can't hang me.
Who can't?
At least give me a trial. Give me the right to prove I'm innocent.
We've already proved you're guilty. Come on, fellas. Don't worry, Cal. You won't get anyone after the show.
Meanwhile, Dan Reed arrived at the camp where he knew he could find the Lone Ranger and Tonto. He told them briefly what he'd heard. The masked man shouted to Silver while Tonto called Scout. In a few minutes, both powerful horses were saddled.
Whether Jeff is guilty or innocent, he has the right of every American. A fair trial.
Mrs. Porter said he was with her at the time of the crime.
Steady there, Silver. We're traveling in just a minute. Dan, you get back and stay with Mrs. Porter. Well, Tonto's riding for the troopers at the camp north of here. They'll break up the vigilantes.
Yes, sir.
You know where to go, Tonto.
Me know.
I'll see if I can keep Jeff alive until the soldiers come. I'll get going.
Get up, Victor.
Get him up.
Come on, Silver.
But you've got to stay in the house, Mrs. Porter. I was told to stay here with you.
No. No, Dan. I've got to go to Jeff. He should be back by this time if he... What's that? Oh, merciful providence. They're going to hang him.
Mrs. Porter, please listen to me.
They're going over to the woods. They've got his hands tied. And they're forcing him to go.
I've got to close this door.
Dan, no. No. Let me go to him.
They won't hang him. They can't hang him.
They can and they will.
But you won't let me finish. Tonto's gone for the soldiers. They'll stop the vigilantes.
They can't get here in time.
But the Lone Ranger will stop him. He'll delay things.
Dan, stand aside. I'm going out here. I'm going to be with Jeff. They shan't hang him without getting rid of me.
There's nothing you can do, Mrs. Porter. Won't you please listen to me a minute? I want to tell you about the Lone Ranger.
Look. Over there, the torchlights. They've stopped near that tree. And they're putting a rope over a branch.
Oh, you'd better hurry.
Now they're putting him on an unsettled horse. Let me out of here. Stand away from that door.
Hurry, Silver. Where is he?
Stop them. Stop them in the name of goodness. Stop them. Dan, I'm going.
Mrs. Porter.
They're about to whip the horse from under them.
Look.
Gunfire.
The rope was cut by the bullets. The Lone Ranger was in the woods. Oh, they won't hang him now.
Them shots come from the woods.
I do fire them. Get another rope.
Stay where you are.
Jack.
Who's that? There'll be no hanging.
Get that man.
I see him. He's there in the trees.
He's masked.
Break up. Go back to your home.
Boys, that's the accomplice. There was two of them. Jeff Porter had that masked man as his partner.
Bates, that isn't true. Why are you engaged in a lynching?
You know well enough.
You're one of the most reliable men in town. This isn't your way.
Close in on him. Capture him. We'll hang him for it.
Get back.
Bates, he holds them guns mighty handy.
Where's the sheriff? Where's the law?
There's too many crooks getting free. We're taking the law into our own hands.
You can't do that, Bates.
I swear I'm not guilty, stranger. I don't know what came over Cale Hawkins that he accused me of. Mary.
Oh, Jeff. Jeff, thank goodness the stranger saved you. I don't know who you are, mister, and I don't care what you are. Mask or no mask. You saved Jeff's life.
Look out.
Stab him.
You're right. Come on, boys.
Mary, you got in front of his guns. You let them jump him. I'll try my hand.
Oh, what are they doing?
Keep my hands free. I got to help him.
Get ropes on him, boys.
Hurry, Mary. Cut the rope.
Hang on to the woman. Grab her.
Right.
You let
her alone. You
keep out of this, kid.
Let go of me.
Take it easy, lad. Take it easy.
That's it, boys. Hold the masked man. Well, I guess we got things under control again. Hang on to that kid, the masked man, and Mrs. Porter.
Bates, have you lost your mind? Roddy Jeff is no killer. You can't hang him. What's come over you?
Mrs. Porter, I'm downright sorry it had to be Jeff. I hope that Cal Hawkins was mistaken, but he wasn't. We've all pledged ourselves to law and order. We're going through with it. That's all.
But that masked man...
Never mind the masked man. He'll have his chance to prove why he tried to stop us. Meanwhile, we'll see who he is. Boys, take off that mask.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Roddy Bates, long a fine citizen, led the vigilantes in an effort to stamp out crime. When the Lone Ranger was captured, trying to save the life of Jeff Porter, Bates called to his men.
Take off that mask.
Come on, come on. 1 minute.
We've made up our minds, mister. There's nothing you can say.
Bates, have you turned murderer?
Nope.
Where's the sheriff?
He knows enough to keep out of our way.
You men can't take the law into your own hands like this. It isn't a question of Jeff Porter's guilt. It's a question of the rights of a citizen. He has a right to a fair trial, and he's going to get it.
And fix a jury.
Or find some lying witnesses to swear to an alibi.
Get off scot-free.
He's going to hang. And we'll take up your case. Hang on to his arms, boys. See that he don't get the chance to start fighting again. Lefty, you take off his mask.
Not tonight. All right, Silver.
Hey, come on, Silver. Fight him, boys. Stand clear.
Get out
that horse.
Let me out of the way.
Look out for them hoofs.
Stand back or you'll get hurt.
Let me get this gun on him.
Who wants you?
Come on, boy. That's it.
Look out, look out.
Sorry.
My arm. He got my arm.
The rest of you clear the way. Come on, Silver.
Stop him. Stop him. Get him.
Get going, stranger. Get going and keep going.
For some time, the men nursed wounds and bruises, but they didn't relax their guard. Jeff Porter was kept tightly bound, while others of the band held Dan and Mrs. Porter.
I'm downright sorry, Mrs. Porter. I didn't want you to see this.
Roddy, you've known Jeff a long time.
There's no more talking. Boys, take the lady and that kid back to the house and stay there with him. You four go, the rest of us will handle things
right,
here.
Right.
No. No, I won't leave.
You've got to, Mrs. Porter. We started a job and we're going to finish it. After Jeff is punished, we'll find that masked man.
He didn't have anything to do with what happened to Cal.
He was your accomplice, wasn't he, Jeff?
No.
So you worked alone, eh?
No.
If you didn't work alone, who was your helper?
I didn't have one.
And you did work alone.
Oh, Bates, there's nothing I can say.
How about that rope, Newt?
It's all fixed. We can start again.
Take those two away, boys. Hurry it up.
Come on, Miss Porter.
We'd better do as they say, Dan. Or they'll carry us if we don't.
Don't give up, Mrs. Porter.
This isn't a job any of us like, ma'am. It's got to be done. There's no other way.
Why don't you confess before we finish it, Jeff? We'd all feel a heap better about it.
Bates, I can't confess. I'm innocent.
Well, if that's the way you're going to have it. Is the rope tight?
All set. Just got to slap the horse out from beneath him and then...
Who's that?
Got him, the
troopers. Soldiers!
Oh, thank goodness.
Cavalry, they're riding straight at us.
Sometime later, the same night, a white horse arrived in a small camp where Tonto sat alone beside the fire. Dan Reed dismounted.
I stayed around town like you told me to, Tom.
And what happened?
Well, Captain Sumner took charge as soon as he got there.
Not good.
Yeah, you saw that much. Well, after you slipped away, the captain made the vigilantes break up. He heard all that Rod Bates had to say and then told his troopers to lock Jeff in the jail.
Where's Sheriff?
And then the captain brought the sheriff to the jail.
Oh.
Sheriff Peterson was glad the lynching had been broken up. He said he'd see that Jeff had a trial with the jury and everything, if the soldiers would stay around and help.
He's happy.
Yeah, I guess the trial will start real soon. I'm afraid the end will be the same.
You think Porter feller guilty?
No. I'm sure he isn't guilty. But I'm afraid he'll hang because the evidence is stacked against him. Say, where's the Lone Ranger?
Him ride plenty hard. Make trip to east.
For what?
Him go see feller named Rogers.
Rogers? Who's he?
Well, maybe him help prove Jeff Porter not guilty. We see.
I sure hate to think of Jeff as a killer. Why, doggone it, Tonto, he's one of the finest men I know. He wouldn't hurt a toad. And he doesn't need money. Why would he want to hurt Cal Hawkins? Somebody else did that stab, and I'm sure of it. And yet, I'm just as sure that Jeff will hang for it.
The trial got quickly underway the day after the attempted hanging of Jeff Porter. Members of the vigilantes took the stand and swore...
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Where did you find Cal Hawkins, Newt?
In his house, hurt bad from knife wounds and beaten up.
You remember anything he said?
You're doggone right I do. He said, I remember every word of it. He was weak and could hardly lift an arm, but his voice was clear enough. He said, Jeff Porter done this to me.
Yeah, how could he say such a thing as that?
Were you with the men who took Jeff to Cal's bedside later on?
I sure was. There was a dozen of us there, and we all heard the same thing.
That'll do.
Cal is stronger today. I reckon if you're mine to do it, Judge, you could have him brought here to identify Jeff as the one that beat him and robbed him.
Newt, I don't need suggestions from you. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Rod Bates, take the stand.
The story Bates told was substantially the same as that of Newt, and the others that followed all testified to the fact that Cal Hawkins unquestionably identified Jeff Porter as his attacker. Time after time, Jeff denied his guilt, but the web was woven tighter and tighter with each witness's testimony. When Mary Porter took the stand, she was the only witness for Jeff's defense.
He just couldn't have been the one to hurt Cal Hawkins, Judge.
Why?
Because he wasn't out of the house on the night that Cal was hurt.
Mary, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's say that someone come into your house some night holding a gun on Jeff and making ready to kill him.
Yes.
Now, let's say you had another gun. And you see that Jeff's about to be killed. Would you stand there and do nothing, or would you shoot this critter?
I'd shoot him.
That's what I thought. You would kill a man to save Jeff's life.
Well,
that being the case, I reckon you sure as thunder'd stretch the truth to save him from hanging, wouldn't you?
But, Judge, I told the
That's
truth.
All, Mary. Take your seat. That's all for today. Tomorrow we'll finish up this trial by bringing in Cal Hawkins himself. Let him identify the prisoner. As soon as he does, we'll turn this case over to the jury. This will be one criminal that gets what's coming to him.
The following day, the small courtroom was jammed with those who expected to hear Jeff Porter sentenced to hang. Cal Hawkins was brought in, aided by Bates and Newt. After the formalities, Cal sat in a chair on the witness stand, and the judge told Jeff to rise.
Face the witness, Porter.
Cal, if you...
Silence. Hawkins, take a look at the prisoner.
Yes, sir.
You know him?
Sure I do. It's Jeff Porter. He's the one that stabbed me and beat me up and stole my money and left me to die. Reckon he thought I was dead.
Cal, it
isn't so. That's all.
What's that? The masked man.
Hey, order, order. Sheriff, get that mask.
Hold on. I brought someone with me who may have a bearing on this case. He's badly hurt, so please give us room to carry him to the bench. I'll help you with him, Toto.
Quiet, Miss Ford.
Judge, hold on. I confess to stabbing Cal Hawkins.
Oh, Jeff, no.
You confess.
I did it, I tell you.
Stand aside, Porter. Dan, get those people out of the way.
Yeah, make room there. Let them get Mr. Rogers to the stand.
Oh, Hank. Hank, why'd you come
quiet,
here?
Quiet, I say.
Judge, I want you to look at this man.
Great Scott. He's the image of Jeff Porter.
Let me speak.
He's badly hurt. How did it happen?
Listen to what he says.
Where is Cal Hawkins?
Right here.
Look at me. You're the one that stabbed me. I brought your cash with me, Hawkins.
Who are you? Who's the masked man? Who's the Indian?
Judge, I didn't mean for Jeff to be charged with murder. I've been a bad one all my life.
Go on.
Back in the East, Jeff was blamed for things I did. Because we look so much alike. And that was why Jeff left the East.
You two are brothers?
Yes. Twin brothers.
Hank, I'd sooner have taken the blame than see you in trouble again. I thought you was going straight in the East.
No, I came west, Jeff. I changed the name. I didn't know you lived in Grand's Pass. I didn't mean for you to get the blame.
How did you get hurt?
Well, I was trying another robbery. I figured I'd get as much as I could together and then light out for the West Coast and make a fresh start. I got shot, and I figured the end was near.
What about that masked man?
Well, I reckon he saw me a couple of weeks ago, east of here. He thought I was Jeff. He asked me, and I told him I wasn't. And then yesterday, he came back to where I lived.
Yesterday?
Yes. And he found me. Half dead from the bullet that got me. And he tried to help me to live. He brought me to his camp. And the Indian helped him bring me here. And I hung on, hoping to live until I got here.
Then you confessed to the stabbing of Cal Hawkins?
Yes. I've always been a bad one, Judge. Jeff has done his best to make me go straight. I'm sorry, Jeff.
I reckon that confession is all we need. You know what that means, Rogers or Porter?
Yes, I know.
You will hang.
No, not me, Judge. I won't hang. I won't be here long enough.
Bates, Newt.
Just a minute, Judge. Matano, examine him.
Him dead.
Your Honor, he hung on to life by sheer willpower so he could free his brother.
Jeff, I'm glad you weren't the guilty one.
Poor Hank. He never had the chances I had, I reckon. He had the making of a good man, but... well, he just went wrong.
Golly, I'm sorry, Mr. Porter.
Thanks, Dan. I'd like to have you come home with Mary and me.
Yes, sir.
Unless you want to go with your mask friend.
Not for a few days, Jeff. He wanted me to stay with you. Thought I might be able to help until after the funeral.
I wonder why he was looking for me when he found Hank.
I guess there must be a lot of things that can never be answered, Mr. Porter.
Well, I sure owe him a...
Jeff, where is he?
The masked man? Well, upon my soul. Most everyone's moved out of the courtroom. I reckon they realized how I feel. Mighty kind of them. But where is the masked man, Dan? I want to thank him.
He wouldn't wait for thanks, Mr. Porter.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.